This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
The mayor of Pocahontas says the city's police chief has been suspended pending an investigation by the FBI. Mayor Frank Bigger said Police Chief Chad Mulligan was suspended with pay. Bigger said FBI agents and the Arkansas State Police have served search warrants in the area and met with Mulligan. The FBI declined comment on the case, and state police officials referred questions to the FBI. U.S. Attorney Chris Thayer in Jonesboro said no arrests have been made and no charges have been filed. Thayer said he can't release information about the investigation. Dateline Little Rock, about $4.2 million is heading to the state to help pay for housing needs in the wake of recent flooding. The money will be available for homeowners, renters, and business owners without insurance whose property was damaged or destroyed. Still some road closings as far as Arkansas highways are concerned in this area in Independence County. Still Highway 14 east of Oil Trough to Jackson County and Highway 37 at the junction of Highway 122 to the Jackson County line. Both remain closed. And in Jackson County, areas of five roads remain closed, Highway 37, 14, 18, and 384. Also at Newport, the White River is still falling very slowly. It is currently at 27.65 feet. Flood stage is 26 feet. It should get to flood stage by May the 16th. A Batesville woman and longtime Independence County employee, Rita Potts, has been reappointed by Senator Paul Bookout to a second term as a member of the Arkansas Alternative Energy Commission. She will represent consumers who are concerned with alternative energy development. The AAEC was created by Act 1301 of the 2009 General Assembly in Arkansas. It consists of 15 members, with 5 appointed by the governor, 5 by the Senate President Pro Tem, and 5 by the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Ms. Potts can be contacted at 870-612-7116 or online at rjpotts@suddenlink.net.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.